on the program. Jordan, again, you're just raring to go to get to practice. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are doing outstanding.
Good
to have you on the program. You're coming down the stretch. You got one game and then the Mountain West tournament. Where has this time gone for you, man? Has it gone by as fast as it seemed like it has for us?
I think the time has flown. It's been a great journey so far. Playing and competing every day is definitely a fun experience. And like you said, the time has definitely flown by. It's been fun, though.
It's been fun, but what have you learned? What have you taken out of this season? Again, you've got hopefully lots more basketball to play this season, but what have you really taken out of this season? Seeing some playing time here and there and then seeing some significant minutes in some games and not, what's it been like for you?
I've been getting along with the teammates great. I've been learning how to play along with each and every person on this team very well, building a relationship and building charisma and character with each other, which is definitely good. I got a good feel for the Mountain West and the opponents and the competition that we're going to face. So next season, I shouldn't be surprised with anything and better prepared.
Was it what you expected, competition in this conference?
Yeah, definitely. I've been told that the Mountain West is a tough conference. We always compete and games like we had before. You're going to win some, lose some. Definitely have great crowds, great atmosphere. And all the participants in the Mountain West are very good competitors.
Best big man you've gone up against this season, who is it?
I'm not sure, honestly. I could say some of the big men from UNLV or from Houston or from some places like that, but I'm not even sure of their names, to be honest.
Ooh, not even Steven Zimmerman, huh?
Yeah, he's someone I knew. Coming into the Mountain West, because I played against him in high school, so I didn't know about him.
You played against him in high school. Did you know each other well, going up against each other now two times this year?
Well, we didn't really know each other. I mean, we've been familiar with each other's games and each other's teams, but personally, I don't really know him. I've encountered him on the court before, and it's always the same deal, same business. So.
Jordan, what are the things you think you're really going to focus on as towards the end of this season, as this season winds down, and then in the off season to get better? Where are you going to focus on, you think?
In the off season, definitely focusing on getting better in shape, being able to go up and down, preparing to play probably more minutes, and also just being able to play with getting better relationships with each and every person on the team so that we can all play together more and, you know, have success as a team, basically.
Is that one thing, being in better shape, that you think may have held you back some this year? Was it tough to kind of get acclimated to things at the Division I level?
I think possibly so, yes. That's why Coach Scheid has told me to prepare for, you know, the future and to play more in games. You have to be in better shape, and obviously that's something we focus on a lot.
Jordan Ott joining us here in the Sports Zone, Cowboy freshman, big man. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit, Jordan. Who's the better shooter, in your opinion, when they're on, Josh or Jason?
Oh, man, that's a tough question.
See, we're picking on the freshman here to see if we can get a good answer.
See,
is what
we're
doing, right?
Real answers.
I'd say when Josh gets going, he can score in a variety of ways, getting to the basket, shooting, or getting out in transition, or whatever, be half-line dunk, or layup, or three-pointer from wherever. But I'd say just pure shooter, when J-Mac gets going, I think Jason is the better shooter from three.
All right, of the two, who's the better singer?
Who's the better singer between the two? I haven't really heard Jason sing, so I'd have to go with Josh, probably.
What's his go-to song, then?
Oh, well, that just depends on what's ever being played at the moment.
Okay.
He'll play music in the locker room, and he'll just sing along to whatever, and it's kind of funny.
Jordan Ott joining us here in the Sports Zone. What's it been like to play this year, your freshman year, with Josh's senior year, to do some of the things and see some of the things that he's been able to do this season? What's it been like for you to witness what he's been doing?
It's honestly an honor. It's a great atmosphere. It's a great environment. It's a great team to play on because he's a great leader, he's always going to encourage us, encourage all the teammates to work as hard as they can to inspire them, to motivate them, and to basically bring them up to his level, which is definitely a major plus side into his game. So with his attitude, it's amazing. Every day he's dedicated, he's consistent. So being around him, I've learned a lot, like with work ethic and with what it takes to contend in the Mountain West.
All right. After the stop at the border on the way home from Fort Collins, who's the best dancer on the team? Is it a coach or is it one of the players?
The funnest dancer to watch is Coach Shy. That's for sure.
But he's not the
best. Dancers. One of the best. I'd say either Andrew or probably JJ.
What's funny is, you know, you don't see Coach. We don't get to see that side of Coach Shy very often. Is that the first time you really see Coach Shy kind of bust loose and be like that?
Yeah, definitely. I haven't seen him dance like that since I've known him. So it was a real surprise.
Did he say that he was going to do that? If you guys got the win down there, did he say that before the game that he would dance?
Yeah, he did. He said once we win this game, we're going to dance on the state border and we're going to have fun.
But I heard that he went to sleep and tried to sneak across the border by being asleep, and you guys had to wake him up and stop the bus to get him to do it.
All right, Jordan, we'll leave you with this. You guys host San Jose State Wednesday night. What do you remember from that first game at San Jose, and what do you guys need to do better in order to finish the regular season with a win?
I remember the first game when we came out, we didn't come out with as much energy as we should have. We could have probably brought more from the start, and then later we started to try to pick it up, but it was too... We had to play a 40-minute game, and Coach Shy's always telling us to play a complete game, and don't fade and don't start high and end up low, so we have to stay consistent throughout the game. And coming into this next game, we have the same mentality, and we just need to execute better, basically.
Very good. Hey, Jordan, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Best of luck Wednesday night. We'll see you over in Laramie for San Jose State. Thank you.
No problem. Sounds great.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. There you go. Jordan Naughton joining us here on the Sports.